Good afternoon on this March 24th. The first reading at Mass today is one of my favorites. It's from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. And as you'll hear it, think about the promise of spring, the promise of Easter. Those promises come to us every year at this time. But think also of the promise of a life after this crisis. Hear the reading. The angel brought me, Ezekiel, back to the entrance of the temple of the Lord, and I saw water flowing out from beneath the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the facade of the temple was toward the east. The water flowed down from the right side of the temple, south of the altar. The angel led me outside by the north gate and around to the outer gate facing the east, where I saw water trickling from the right side. Then, when he had walked off to the east with a measuring cord in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits and had me wade through the water, which was ankle deep. He measured off 1,000 and once more had me wade through the water, which was now knee-deep. Again, he measured off 1,000 and made me wade. The water was up to my waist. Once more, he measured off 1,000, but there was now a river through which I could not wade, for the water had risen so high it had become a river that could not be crossed except by swimming. He asked me, "Have you seen this, son of man?" Then he brought me to the bank of the river where he had me sit. Along the bank of the river, I saw very many trees on both sides. He said to me, "This water flows into the eastern district down upon the Araba and empties into the sea, the salt waters which it makes fresh. Wherever the water flows, every sort of living creature that can multiply shall live, and there shall be abundant fish. For wherever this water comes, the sea shall be made fresh. Along both banks of the river, fruit trees of every kind shall grow. Their leaves shall not fade, nor their fruit fail. Every month they shall bear fresh fruit, for they shall be watered by the flow from the sanctuary. Their fruit shall serve for food, and their leaves for medicine." The word of the Lord. As you hear this promise of freshness and life, ponder with me how we have already received of it, and that the water in which we have been bathed and the sustenance of Christ upon which we have been fed are sustaining us through these narrow days. Sustaining us, and more than sustaining us, because they point forward to a promise. May we not give up on that promise. May we rejoice in the sunshine of this afternoon. And I hope tomorrow, on the Feast of the Annunciation, you will plan to lift your Lent for a day. Talk to you tomorrow.